I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, May 25. Coming up, Education Ministry to administer PEP performance task mock exams next month. Prime Minister Holness congratulates Barbados Prime Minister-elect and more police officers assigned to critical intersections in the corporate area. The news in detail after the break.
Motorist, stay safe while using the toll road now. Ensure say your vehicle is in good mechanical condition and check that your tires are properly inflated for the handling of the high speeds of the roadway. Excessively worn out or underinflated tires can result in overheating, sidewall cracking, or a blowout which can lead to a collision. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has expressed congratulations to Barbados' Prime Minister-elect Mia Mottley on her party's landslide victory in the country's general elections on Thursday. Ms. Mottley led the Barbados Labour Party to secure all 30 seats in the country's House of Assembly. She's the first female to be elected Prime Minister in Barbados' history. Describing Ms. Mottley's victory as a profound historical moment in the region, Prime Minister Holness says it's proof that more women can ascend to the pinnacle of political leadership. The Prime Minister adds that Ms. Mottley is a powerful force in the Caribbean who will no doubt lead Barbados in an inclusive and transparent manner. Mr. Holness also wished the people of Barbados great success going forward and pledged Jamaica's partnership in seeking shared prosperity. The Ministry of Education is to administer two sets of mock performance task tests as it seeks to prepare students to transition from the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, to the Primary Exit Profile, PEP, examination next year. Manager of the Student Assessment Unit in the Ministry, Terrian Thomas-Gale, says current Grade 5 students who will make up the first cohort to sit PEP in 2019 will do the mock test on June 18 and 19 this year. Students who are now in grade 4 will do their test on June 22. Grade 5 students who will transition into grade 6 in September 2018 will do the mock performance test in language arts, mathematics, social studies, and science. The grade 4 students who will transition to grade 5 come September will do the performance task test in language arts and mathematics.
We have been preparing our teachers, our system, the system on a whole, to receive this new assessment. We have trained our grades 4 and grade 5 teachers in how to interpret the curriculum objectives, how to write assessment at the formative level, that's the classroom level, to develop the critical thinking skills, the 21st century skills.
Mrs. Thomas-Gale was addressing a recent JIS think tank session. The St. Anne's Bay Regional and Port Maria Hospitals have each received a newly refurbished ambulance from the Northeast Regional Health Authority, NERA. The ambulances, which were purchased and retrofitted at a cost of $24 million, are expected to boost the fleet of vehicles in the region, as well as enhance patient care and service delivery. Regional Director at NERA, Fabia Lam, says the new ambulances will help both hospitals meet the healthcare needs of the region's increasing patient load.
But what we recognize is that the fleet needs to be replaced, and we do have increased numbers of patient loads in our hospital beds whose diagnosis process needs to be aided through other diagnostic services or need to be sent to other facilities. And so the region took the position to really look at the fleet and to make some effort to improve the numbers.
Ms. Lam was speaking in an interview with JIS News. And over 40 additional police officers have been assigned to critical intersections in the corporate area as part of efforts to maintain law and order and safeguard lives. Commanding Officer of the Traffic and Highway Division, Senior Superintendent of Police, SSP Calvin Allen, says the initiative has been contributing to greater order on the nation's roads.
We started this initiative in about February, and it was being done intermittently before, but we now have a structured approach in place to deal with this, and it's working well.
SSP Allen says the initiative will be ongoing with the expectation that the number of police personnel assigned will increase over time. He's imploring all road users, especially motorists, to exercise care on the roadways. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.